Very late. We are on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the second wide line. Talmud Rambam learned May's piece of somebody suddenly passes away. That's called he's snatched away. That's like chorus. Cholo Yemechi, if he's sick for one day, May's he dies. Zui Misa the Chufa. That's also snatched. That's hurried up. That's also like snatched away, and that's chorus. Rabbi Chanan, if you only had 2 days warning, that's called Mrs. Magefa, like a plague. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. Ben Adam, human, he needed a keg. I'm taking you as machmeinecha, that which you lost the most, we desire the most, by gefa through my gefa. And it says in the pasuk, but Yecheskel says, my wife was taken away from me. But David Alamba, but I spoke to my wife, the people in the morning. But Thomas Ishti be'edet, and my wife died of me that night. So we see that 2 days is considered my gefa. Shnei yamim, the May is we miss it. If it's 2 days, that was 1 day. If it's 2 days. And then he died. That's called pushed away again. Pushed forward. Gimel gaida, like you were screamed at. Abba, 4 days notice is nazifa that you're being like scorned. And chamisha, 5 days he misses kaladam. That's already natural death. Amar Abchani said, my crow. What's the pasuk? How do you know from Moshe Rabbeinu? It says, Hein karvu yamechalamus. It comes time for you to pass away and call Yeshua. So Hein is Chad. Hein, we'll soon see in Greek, is one. Karvu is today two. And Yamech is today two. Hachamisha total of 5 days. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu said that I felt strong till the very last day of my life, but he was given 5 days notice that he was going to pass away. Hein, Chad, Shekhen, Lachas, Hein. In Greek, Hein is one. Mesbech, Hamishim, Shana, if somebody died in 50 years, Zui, Mrs. Kodesh. Somebody died in 50 years, that is Kodesh. Where's the Oshkol was here before?
Oh, sure, no worries.
There's an Oshkol Gemara around, lying around there.
Blue one over there.
The blue one or the red one over there. This is Kodesh. If somebody dies from 50 to 60, that's called dying young, it's called Kodesh. Chamishim v'shtayin shanav, if exactly 52 years, uyi misasa shashmur al-masid. That's the 52nd. That's how Shmuel passed away, 50 years old. That's why we don't say between 50 and 60, not to embarrass Shmuel. Shmuel passed away young because he shouldn't have to see how Shaul HaMelech is going to end his life. Shaul is considered Shmuel's protege. Shishim zui misle'od v'shamayim, 60 years old, that is misle v'dei shamayim. Machlek is how to learn Pshat Mitzvah Shemayim. Either means a natural death, or even more Gemara. Either it means a natural death, or it means Mitzvah Vedei Shemayim means. No more. Or Mitzvah Shemayim means like we have Kodesh and Mitzvah Vedei Shemayim. Rabba said. Mechaf Mishim. Oh, sorry, I'm just kidding a little bit. Amazut, micro. What's the positive? See what it says. Tovay Bekelach. That he will come bekelach. What does he mean? Bekelach means elai kever. For me, the kever. Bekelach yamata shisin. He will come to me in the 60th year bekever. So this pasuk seems to be saying more that it's a natural death, not misa b'dei shemaim, where it's a punishment. Anyway, others say it means Rashi all over Shas says misa b'dei shemaim is 6 years old. Havi shivi miseva. Shivim, 70 years old, is seva, old age. Shmoyni migvuda, 80 years old means you're strong. The chesivat says, Yimeishon asein the behem shivim shana. The imigvuda is shmoyni shana. That's 80 years. Fine. Amar Rabba says, Rabba, mechamishim v'achishon, you mean see Kodesh. Kodesh is not only the 50th year, but 50 to 60. Plus Kodesh is addition, you know, as the taste says in a few places, the person loses his children as well. How come we don't say 50 to 60? Because he passed away at the age of 52. Rabbi Yosef, ki havi bar shisin, when he became 60 years old, his 60th birthday, he made a big party, a big fabring, a big kiddush. I left now the age of Kodesh. Amale abayin hid nafle mar mekodesh deshani. You finished the age of Kodesh of years. What about Kodesh of day? We just learned before that if a guy is only sick for 1 day, it's Kodesh also. At least I gained half. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say, but what about Mitzvah Shemayim still exists out there? Is that Mitzvah Shemayim does not mean Mitzvah Shemayim, it means natural death. The Chavazir Paschus from here, at your 60th birthday, you have to make a Baruch Shechayonu. And a lot of people do that.
Because you're out of the
gather
of a
bin Kodesh. Others say that it's 70 years old. Now, Mishnah Shemayim, if we learn like Rashi, is 60 years old, it goes from 60 till 80. It's a long period. So after 80, you make another bracha. You just got out of Mishra Leshamayim. Rabbuna noch nafshe, Rabbunuch passed away. Pisa, have a kodai get a bonner, and a bonner very worried. What is that, kodas or something? Tunnel of Huzuga, Madaiva, a group from Madaiva, some peer of Chatam Chom said, Loishanu, Elvigigigigigwuda. When do we say that if you die suddenly only under the age of 80? Once you're 80 years old, if you die straight away, it's the best blessing you can have. No pain, no suffering, nothing. It's definitely not kodesh mitzvah shemayim. So over 80, you finished everything. Amar Rava says, Rava, you make a big yamtif. Rava says, chayi boni mezayne, life, children, and parnasa. Loi bezchusa talye milsa, ela bemazel talye milsa. There's not the hinge on chus, hinges on mazel. And the Rishayim have a problem. How do you reconcile this with the Gemara? Yeah, Shabbos, a Mazel Yisrael. Their Taisa said, but you can change it through davening. And Taisa has the same question over here. Here Taisa says, the other way around, that Mazel can change things. Even though something should happen naturally, a Mazel can change things. Okay. They're both great tzaddikim. Here, perfect example. Two great tzaddikim equal. Rabbi and Abchizda. And they were friends. Mahamatzios and Midi Mahamatzios and Pitti, they both had the same tzitkis, each one davened, it rained. Rav Chizda choye tishin v'tatishin, Rav Chizda lived for 92 years, Rabba choye abba, you don't live 40 years. But we were learning about Rosh Hashanah, why? I'm surprised, I'm not really learning here. We learned about Rosh Hashanah, the reason why Rabba only lived 40 years, because he came from Bnei Eli, and there was a curse on all Bnei Eli, and that they shouldn't live a long life. Nothing to do with Mazel. So because he's from Bnei Eli. Yeah, but the Gemara there says sometimes it's different. There's a curse on the whole family. It wasn't just the Eli. It was a yeah, we had Rosh Hashanah, clear. I would expect that someone here to mitzayin to it. Rav Chizda, Shisin Hilule, Rav Chizda in his lifetime, he went to 60 weddings of children and grandchildren. Can I know her? Big family. Be'rabba in his lifetime, and he only 40 years old, went to 60 levayas of his family. Very depressing. And Rabba was 22 years of Rosh Hashiva. So he was 18 years old and he became the Rosh Hashiva. So he's an unbelievable person. The house of Chizda, smida lekalba, is to give fine flour to the dog. The dog wasn't even interested. Be'rabba nama desadi leinchi, is to give barley bread, which is animal food, to people. But Mishtaka still didn't have enough. So poor. Rabbi says, Rabbi, why is the difference? Because of Mazel. We just said, Taisa, that through davening you can change things around. How can it be that Rabbi didn't change things around? Don't know. That's Rabbi. Rabbi says, Rabbi, Hani, Klas, Mila, these three things, Boye, Kamesh, Maya, I daven for the Rabbi, I daven to the Ebershte, Tarti, Yovali, two of them he gave me as a gift. Chodol, Yovali, give me. Chuchma said, Rabbi, when I want to be as smart as Rabbi Hune, Utre, Rabbi Chiz, as rich as Rabbi Chiz, as we just learned, and the Yavli gave me, and Nisnusa, the Rabbi Rav Huna, the Yavli, but the Anivus of Rabbi Rav Huna I asked for, and I did not get it. The second marriage. Yeah. I guess not. But you know, he said, I got it. Maybe that's what he davened for, that he should actually. If Rav Chizda lived 92 years, in those days, who lived 92 years? So I guess he wanted to ask him, bro, I should outlive my shred. That's right. Exactly. How old was Rabbi Ibn Chizal? Exactly. The Mashal already asked, so how come he wasn't asked in this? And he said, because Hakol Tov L'Shemayim Chutz Mi L'Shemayim, you have to hold it for Anivus. I heard a beautiful word once. That Pufa Ker, this is the best Raya, he was answered. If he would walk around saying, yeah, I got Anivus, what kind of Anav would it be? The fact that he walked around and said, I'm not an Anav, that's the best Raya that he was an Anav. So he got all three brachas. Rav Sa'odim, now the one tells stories about the Malachim of Rav Sa'odim. Rav Sa'odim, Achved Rav Havid. Rav Sa'odim was a brother of Rav. Yossi Kamed Rav. He said before Rav, Chadjiv, Kriminami, so Rav, his brother, Rav was dying. Amal Lele, the man like Tzaren. So he said to him, Rav said to his brother, do me a favor, tell the Yitzhahara, Malachim of Rav, keep away from me. Amal Lele, Mad Lav, you're the friend of Malachim of Rav. What are you asking me for? You're better off with him than I am. Amal Lele, Kim Neim, so Mazal, Lush Gachbi. Now that he has a right to kill me, I no longer have any influence over him. He said, I'll try, but you know, whatever. I'll try to at least make sure that it's painless. Tell me when you come to Elam Emes, come back to me, tell me how it went. He appeared to him. He asked his brother, knew if there was any pain. He said, Kirib de kusilta. Like you're pulling out a rope from a tight noose, a not tight ring. So that pull, that yank, that's what it felt like when he pulled out of my body. So it was not that grip, not that bad. Rava have Yossi coming of Nachman. Rava once said before Nachman, Chazi the Kavanah saw that he was passing away. Amal Leim Leim Mar Leit Zaren. So Nachman to Rava tells Melchama keep away from me. Amal Leim Mar Lavanu Choshev. He said to Nachman, aren't you Choshev? Amal Leim Man Choshev Man Sof Manakia. Who's Choshev and who's worthy and who is fixed up for the Beit in front of the Eitz Haharim in front of Melchamavus? Amal Leim Leis Chazi Leim Mar. I'll try, but tell me, come to me after you pass away. Tell me how it went. His Chazi came to him. Amal Leim Havel Leim Mar Tzadi and he paid Amal Leim Kimishchul Banitzim Mechel. But felt like it pulling a hair out of the milk. Nothing, it was painless. Thank you very much. You did a good job with Malcham Ovis. Then the mother of Nachman said, "Vi omeli Hakadosh Baruch Hu zil bahu alma." If the Eibush was saying, "Rab Nachman, you can go back to the world again. If you want to come back alive, come back alive." Kadhavid lebeina, I wouldn't. Kadhavid, the way exactly where you were before, lebeina, I wouldn't want to. The nafish beisus, I'm scared of Malcham Ovis. The Bashantav once said that he told all Zeinuklach that if you're ever in trouble, you know, say my name and I'll come help you. And then he came to a whole long story. But he came to Zecholim and says, "If I would have known how painful it is to come back into the Olam Hazeh, I would never have come." So this comes the Gagdim Mordechai right here.
Promises from various rebbes that they will come and then schlep out their chassidim from Shul Tachtis and from.
They just lose some ruchnis, but not in the physical gashmi world. And the gashmi is a good form. Rabbi Lazar have a kachil truma. Rabbi Ozel was once eating truma. His chazal, he saw the Malacham Avos. Amar le truma kachil. I'm eating truma. V'lav kodesh. Ikri isn't called kodesh. What are you doing here? Chilfele Shaita, so Malcham Avos left him for a while. Rav Sheish, all these Amoraim had discussions with Malcham Avos. So just picture this. Rabbi Lozer. It's Rabbi Lozer. Maybe he was a. Not Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer, this Rabbi Lozer is. Don't know. Yeah. Rabbi Lozer Pedos. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, Amale. Rav Sheish is his chazal b'shuk. He found in the market. He met the Malcham Avos. Amar b'shuk, behemi. You want to kill me in the middle of the street like a behema? Easily got base. Where did I go home? Kill me like a mensch. Rav Ashi is chazal b'shuk. Rav Ashi once met the Malcham Avos in the marketplace. Amar said to him, Israch li, why don't you give me a little bit of time? Tlosim, give me 30 days. I had the Talmudoy. I want a chazal go over the whole shas. The Amrita, we say, Asher, Misha, Bolakar, Tamud, Biyodi. I'm not exactly sure what his taina was, because every 30 days he learns Shas. He must learn Shas hundreds of times before. So let's say one more 30 days. What's the one more 30 days going to make a difference? And then 30 days, kill him again. I mean, give me another 30 days. What exactly was his taina? And Mahmoud was bored it. He said, okay. Anyway, Biyoim Klasi, he didn't give him the whole 30 days. On the third day in the morning, he needed one more day to finish Shas. On the third day in the morning, Asi came. Amalei, Michael, hi, what's the rush? So he said, "Kodach Keragli de Barnosan, your student Rab Huna Barnosan is now ready to become the next Nasi, and you're holding him back." Yeah, I feel like even a hair breath. Like Moshe Rabbeinu had to pass away for Yeshua. Rav Chizda lo havi yochalei. Rav Chizda, the Malach Mavos couldn't get to. Lo havi shasi pumigiz and stop learning. We had the same Gemara in Bob Metzia, but Rabba. Here's Rav Chizda. This again showing Rabba and Chizda were exactly the same. Malach Mavos couldn't get to either of them. So like he went. Yossi ba'arza de bei Rav. So Malach Mavos sat down on the tree of the yeshiva of Rav. Poka arza, the tree's only split in half. Shasi Rav Chizda stopped for a second. He heard a loud noise. Yochalei got him that minute. The exact same story practically with Rabba. The leaves were rustling in the tree, and he stopped for a second, and then he thought the Romans were after him, and then he got him. So they're mamish equal in Geinus and in Tzidkus. The Malchamavos couldn't get to. One day the Malchamavos appeared to him, had to make a trick. Came like a poor man. Also, Tadif, he knocked on the door. Amalei, apigli lifta, we need bread. Afikle, they brought him. Amalei, he turned to Rav Chiya. The lav kom rachem mara anya. Since you normally have rachmanis on poor people, who gavra am I looking at rachmanis? Why don't you have rachmanis on me? So Rabbi looked at him. What do you mean? We just gave you bread. Margolei, the Malcham Avos exposed himself. I'm the Malcham Avos. Achvelei Shudun, he showed him the whip made out of fire. He said, "Look, I have to take you." But whip made out of fire is usually the tool used for malachim, and not for people. It's a chedev. For malachim, it's a whip out of fire, and that's what's used for Rabbi Chiya. Amtzelei nafshe. Rabbi Chiya surrendered his nefesh. Why? Yeah. Take my bite. Noshim and women be my yamtiv. Mayad Ma'ana is they can answer. But Lay Mitavchis, they don't clap their hands when it comes to Avelis and Chalamayad. Some could. Those who are close to the bed, Mitavchis, they clap their hands. But Shadashi, Mechanical Purim, but Shadin, which is much weaker because of Rayi, a lot of work then. Ma'ana is they can answer. Mitavchis, they clap their hands. And they hand each other. But Lay Mekainis, but Mekainis they're not. When one person screams and everybody chants after that, that we don't do.
Isn't Mitavchis, they like bang themselves?
We had it two days ago. Tapchis, we had yesterday. Tapchis. Soy pick cup of zoo bazoo. Rashi in Beyah says actually it means to clap your thighs.
Yeah.
You bang your thighs. So maybe that's what I mean, bezeh, both. Both of them, they don't do kainin, which means you don't have one person leading and everybody answering. That already is too formal on those days. Once it's buried, what's taich? They all chant together. One guy speaks and everyone answers. It says in the Pasuk, Will a maidna benai seichem nehi a teacher daughter had a krechts isher usa kainan a woman for her friend kainan will do a kainan two different things. I've lost a love. I mean, officials say bila hamavis on that. So death will stop once and for all. Umocha Hashem alakim dimim akol panim. Machleki the shiny. What does bila hamavis on netzach mean? Does bila hamavis on netzach mean that death will stop forever Mashiach comes? So we're talking about the period of Chisam Eisen. Or does bila hamavis on netzach mean that human intervention will no longer be involved in people dying? People die natural death, but no longer human intervention. Or maybe not even Kaddish anymore. And therefore, we're talking about Dimei Samashiach. Says the Gemara, my Omra, what did they say? Omra, this is what they say. Vai, lo ozla, vai le chabila. Woe that she left, woe that she got hurt. Omra, noshi de shechansi, the women of shechansi, they're very smart. Omra, how can they say the following? Different kinds of mashalim. Vai, lo ozla, vai le chabila. First they said, woe is the person who left, and the person who chabila, who got hurt. They used to say, good garma, mechaba. We pulled out a bone from the teeth. And the water went back to the chaynik, went back to the kettle. In other words, it went back to its source. We had maim tachtaini, maim again. It went back to its source. That's how they used to sing when a person died. They covered these big mountains. Even though the guy was great initially, now it's covered over. You can't see any mailas in the person. So different. Everyone's dead. You're dead. One more said, "No, she's not." You should say, "She will isla the milsa." That is good. That this person who died, shield from Shail. The person who died, isla the milsa is now covered over the bar chayin. The shlim is out. This person was a rich person, but then he became poor. He lost everything. He just finished. He died just in time because he just used up all of his tachrich, all of his money. He had nothing, no assets left. To run over. A bridge, the Yazufti Yaziv, and he would have to borrow. In other words, he's a poor person. And he would have to borrow to get to the other side to go to Olam Emes to cover his trying to be, I guess, poetic when they were talking about the tragedies of these poor people who couldn't even afford to get buried. Achana brethren, Tagri, the merchant, Azavgivi, the Mivdike. Okay, these merchants over there, they used to be biting their nests or whatever it is that whatever their wares are over and they're just passed away. They used to say, Moisa, Ki Moisa, all the dead look like each other. Umarin Chibulam. And those who are wild, got hurt or they died in the house. Everyone, once you're dead, everyone's the same. The famous pasuk of Shlomo Melech. Toiv l'leches el beis avil. It is better to go to the house of beis avil, the house of avelis, meleches el beis mishta. It's better to go to a house of mourning than a house of party. Even though we say that the chlosek halah is more comes first before a levaya. I guess because of a person base able, you know what kind of life they had, and they had a good life, a chayit and libra. Think about all the wonderful things they did. When a person is born or just got married, you have no idea what is going to be the future.
Said that it's because Beis Oval, they're very serious. Mashenkin in what do you call it? Achnosis Kal, it's simple and
holy. So what's wrong with that?
Because you've got to be serious. But it's Hashem, you can't be.
That's a punk opposite of a chassid and believe. Yeah. Can't be a chassid, said that word. Yeah. The Rambam said, all mitzvahs you got to do with simcha. Dvarim shall misa. What do you know about misa? The yispe, those are if you masper others, yispeduna. Your reward will be that will be hasper by your cave, by your levaya. The yikvud, if you bury others, yikbaruna. Not only your family, but help out, you'll be buried. The yitna, if you help carry, yitanun, they'll carry you. The yodl, if you make people cry by a hasped, then yidluna, people will make other people cry, and you're hasped. Vigadamri, the la yodl yidluna, if you don't lift up, they will lift you up. The chiva says, kitayv amalach alayhena. Talmud learned, these are rewards. I'm not sure these are rewards, people are really anticipating. Kishemeis abonav shir Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel... Yeah, every tear you may cry is a Ganeda, yeah. It's a big thing. In the last few days, we learned how many of the Amoraim at Tanaim lost children in their lifetime. It was a big tragedy. So here we have Kishemesu Bonov Rabbi Shmuel. We had yesterday, 2 days ago, Rabbi Kiva's children died on him, all of the children. Now we have Rabbi Shmuel. All of his children passed away on him. Nichnasu Dalas came Nachman. First Kenyan went into Menachem. Tarfim, Rabbi Yezi, Aglil, Rabbi Zahir, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Zahir, Rabbi Kiva. Omer, Rabbi Tarfim, Rabbi Tarfim started out saying, you should do, you should chochem Godlu, you should know, Rabbi Shmuel is a great chochem, or Boki Ba Godes, he knows all the Medrashim. And therefore, Al Yechonis, Echem, Mechemetai, Dibre Chaveda, don't interrupt each other, because then he'll mix in. Omer, and he should be mixed in, Rabbi Shmuel will want to mix in to say who's right. And the problem is, Rabbi Shmuel is an Oval, and Oval shouldn't really be discussing Teda. So don't tempt him to get involved in our discussions and learning. Let each one say whatever he says, and nobody argues whether you agree or you don't agree. Amr Abakiv, you know what? Aniach, I'm happy to be the last, so therefore, even though you guys said something, I'll come up with something new. Pastor Rabbi Shmuel, himself started. Amr, he said, Rabu Avanoisov, that somebody who has a lot of sins, Tokfu Avelov, says Avelov comes succession, one after another. I lost one child, then another child. Hitriach Rabbeisov, and he was Matriach, and Nebuch, I was Matriach, my Rebbe's. To come the first time and second time. Who were his Rebbes? None of these were his Rebbes. Rabbi Shmuel was Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. And later on maybe his Chavi, but he's Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? So none of these four. Other people. Yes, it could be, but he's a Chavi Rabbi Tarfon. He's a Chavadim. Okay, maybe she's right. It means other Rebbes. Not at this particular function. Okay. Rab Tarfon, he said, so that was, you know, he was lamenting his situation. So Rab Tarfon wanted to be Menachem, and Rab Tarfon said, so Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to console Aaron HaKohen. He said to him, all your brother and all the Eden are crying about this terrible Sreifa. They only did one mitzvah, they did many mitzvahs. One mitzvah we know of, the Chesed. That Aaron brought the blood inside. Kach Bono Shabbos Shmuel, who did many good mitzvahs that we all know of. Alachas Kama Kama, surely we all Chechen Ko Beis Yisrael are crying for your loss. Then Rabbi Yitzchak Lev Amar, he wanted to make him feel good. He said to him, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'safta lecho Yisrael. Sorry, it says by Yeravim ben Avot's son, it says that all the Eden were masped him, recovered, right? And they buried him. And what did he do? V'lodvorek ha'vachem, ma'oviyah ben Yeravim. Yeravim's son, Oviyah. Shaloi Asel, he only did one good thing, but Susi Ligmar, what exactly he did, the Chesiv Beit says. It says in the passage, Ya nimtza bei dover toib. Why did everybody cry for him? Because he did one good thing. And yet everybody cried, Kach bonus with small lungs, Kama Kama, he did many good things. And the Gemara does not bother spelling out what the many good things are. My dover toib, what was this good thing that Aviyah, the son of Yeravim, did? He was one of the groups that had to watch, one of the sentries that had to watch the roads, and nobody should go to Yerushalayim. You don't want anyone to go to Yerushalayim because they'll see the honor, the gift to the Malchi David. Malchi David were allowed to sit in the base of English, Malchi Yisrael had to stand, which means that people gave more cover to Malchi David than Malchi Yisrael. And if people went to the base of English, would see that. Yeravim was worried, very paranoid. He's worried that they'll leave him and desert him and go to Malchi David. So he didn't allow them to go. He had all the sentries. The week, the day, whatever it was, that his son Aviyah was on guard, he allowed everybody to go. So everyone, the one good thing he did. He himself went Oledegel. No, he himself went Oledegel. That week that he was on guard, he just removed the guard. So either he personally went even more than just, he defied his father's wishes. So surely your children. And he tried to console Rabbi Shmuel. He said, Rabbi Shmuel, it says, Bishalom Thomas, you will die peacefully. Uve misrefeis avisecha, and just like your father's hamalachas, all the kings, they used to burn all their asses with them. It's not baltashkas, because this is a covenant. Malachim, ha'yishvanecha, ken yitzvullah, they burn also all your stuff. This is what Yimei said, Tzikiyo. A little girl, Chaim. Umad, Tzikiyo, Melch Yehuda, Shaloi, Osele Mitzvachas. Yet we know that he didn't die a pleasant death at all. He watched all of his children get killed in front of him, and then he was killed. So what does it mean when he said to him that you will be Shalom Thomas? We'll see what he meant. Madat Yom HaYudah Shalom. Us tell him he only did one mitzvah. Shehel Yimiyom and Atit that he took out when the Eden buried. He threw him in the dungeon. They couldn't take him. He threw him in this dungeon made out of cement. And Yitzchak saved him. Of course he was a tzaddik. Taisa says it's Yom HaYudah tzaddik gomer hoya. Look at Taisa. Taisa Yom HaYudah says Taisa tzaddik gomer. Definitely was a tzaddik gomer. Aval b'mikra le'matzinu yoyse in the Tanakh we don't find any other good deed. Kiim shetziva lahalos Yimiyom ben Hamenatit. That's only going to be fine. That's highlighted. And yet, he was told that he will die by Shalom and everything else. Did so many good things. Yet the Gemara doesn't bother telling us what they did. Said, I look at how was Shalom? Because he outlived Nebuchadnezzar by one day. He died, you know, he was incarcerated, brought to bubble, he was jailed there as well. And Nebuchadnezzar died one day before him. He lived one more day, and that's called B'Shalom. When the Nevi says, B'Shalom Tamus, that's B'Shalom Tamus. Okay, now we give Amar. Give it. Then respond and said, "By Yemahu, on that day when Moshe ben Yisrael will come, we had Nigmar Sukkah Machlekes from Moshe ben Yisrael when he passes away. Talking about the Yevitzahara when he'll be killed. Geshachtende. By Yemahu, on that day Yigla Misbid Shlain will be a big Hesbid Shlain. Can Misbid like the Hesbid on that day Moshe will come will be a Hesbid after Moshe ben Yisrael or after Yevitzahara. And then Nigmar asked of Yevitzahara, why is there a Hesbid? And we said that the Rishayim and Tzadikim each one will cry in a different way. Can Misbid just like we had in Megillah, the Misbid had Rimein." The biggest Megiddo had dream in the Hesped, the maiden in the valley of Megiddo. And the Gemara in Megillah says, "What's going on?" Rabbi Yosef said, "Who was the expert in Targum in Molot Targum and Ikra? Because he was blind. If we'd have been for the Targum, this possible. Rabbi Dan might come, but we know what's going on. Be now who he is getting Mispeh Rishlaim. He had a big Hesped Rishlaim. Can Mispeh the Acha Bar Amri? It's the Hesped that they made for Acha when he was killed. The Kotel Yosef, he was killed by Hadriman by Tevarim. Where was Acha when he was killed by Hadriman? He was not in this place called Megiddo. He was in Shlaim." But there was another hesped that took place in Megiddo, which is the Mispid Yeshio Bar Omer. The Kotel Yosef Parech Hagidah because Megiddo, he was killed in Megiddo. So there were two hespedim. This pasuk puts it all together as one, but it was two separate incidents. One Achav Yerushalayim, that was Hadrimon, and one was Parech Nechei, that was in Megiddo. And the combination of the two were terrible hesped. And over here also, and Achav did a good thing. What did Achav do? He did one good thing. What did Achav do? Even though he was wounded, mortally wounded, he still stood in his chariot as if he was a strong person, a held, so that the Yidden shouldn't be discouraged. Because otherwise, if they see that their leader was succumbed, they're all going to throw up their arms and give up, surrender. He didn't want them to. So he stood there and he forced himself to keep on standing there in the chariot as if he was still alive and healthy so that they should continue fighting and win the war. So that was a good thing he did. And the Chassid says, a big controversy in Farshat Tanakh, if Achav was such a Rasha, because his wife was unbelievable. Was it all his wife's influence? Or that's who he was. Because we learned that Achav learned Torah, Achav was Mechabit Tamid Chamim, and yet he did some terrible things, many terrible things. But was that his wife, or was that him? Interesting controversy. Yeah.
The story was
Achav spoke very strongly as well. The king continues standing in Merkava. Achav stood there in the Merkava in front of everybody, so people should think that he's still well. And for that one good deed, look at the Hesped. How wonderful they were. So I did many good deeds.
He only did one good thing.
And what happened? They gave a big Hesped. I mean, what are you trying to say? We're going to make a big Hesped? I don't know. It said by Tzikiyo b'Shalom Tamus. Uksibes ain't Tzikiyo even. It said it made him blind. So what's the Shalom Tamus? Nebuchadnezzar died one day. You know what the Shalom Tamus is? Because he died one day before Tzikiyo died. It says, Lachain, therefore, you will pass away to your father, you will go back to your cave. B'Shalom, it says, that they threw these arrows in Yeshua. They threw these swords in Yeshua. Says the Yoyudu Hayyidim in plural. They pierced his body like a sieve. So here it says, "V'nesavta kavrisech b'shalom." The Navi said, "Yeshua, you will go join your parents b'shalom." And here it says that they made holes in his body like a sieve. What kind of shalom is that? You know what the shalom is? That he was zeicher that the Beis was not destroyed in his lifetime. It was destroyed 22 years later, in the time of Sikiyo. Amr Abiyach Mechon said, "A menachem in Hashoyin loy medover achiv tech oval." The menachem will not say anything until the oval opens the conversation. Like we see right here by Bishmol, he spoke first, and then they all said anything. Then it says, "Achri came pasach iyus piyav ahad v'yan alifus timon." First he says something, and then alifus. That's the story of Yishmol. First Yishmol says something terrible, and then each one got up and said his nichum. Amr Abu, "Minayin lovish amazing, but I know avos just said." We'll stop here and clean tomorrow, and we'll do the first blatchagiga.